Can you just talk a little bit about you have a new title added to your offensive coordinator title, what that means to you, what different responsibilities you have, and what discussions have you had with Brian as far as, you know, calling the plays on offense this season?
Yeah, so it's certainly an honor to have that title. I don't take it lightly. You know, some of the responsibilities I've done with Dave's and going through the offseason, number one, kind of being a part a little bit more of the interview process. You know, we've hired some new coaches, some new staff around the building. So being a part of that, how that the inner workings of those kind of decisions happen, and then sitting in on building out this offseason. So sitting on the planning, listening to some our health department work through our injured guys and their progress and how they're going to build that into our offseason program. That has been really cool to kind of be a part of really the backbone on how we're going to do this thing.
What about the play calling? I mean, you know, you came back. It's obviously something I would assume you want to do. Well, where are you with that?
Yeah, I mean, every year is different, and every year you got to go through the evaluation process, and this year is no different. I mean, we're in day one of phase one, so there's a long time to go. But, you know, I'm excited in my role and doing whatever we can do to get better each day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Howdy, Trina.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you.
Mike, I'm kind of curious about something. You know, when you have a quarterback like Daniel Jones's injury history, I know that you can't coach scared. I know you have to plan accordingly and do what you want to. But that being said, he is coming off the ACL. He does have the two neck injuries. How much does that type of injury history factor into how you construct the offense moving forward?
Listen, Daniel's a tough kid, and I know he's going through all his rehab right now. He's attacking that thing. It's been cool. I see him in here every single day working his butt off to get right. But I think when you talk about, like, one specific person on offense, it's never about just one specific person. It's an 11-man operation. So everyone, you got to take into account everyone's ability, where everyone's at, and then you try to build an offense around all the players and playmakers that you have. So that's what we're doing right now. We're really, like, we've really dug into that this offseason as a staff. And, you know, as we continue to go through this process, you know, we just finished up free agency, going into the draft, adding some players there as well. So it's going to be an ongoing process till we get to training camp and into the season.
So in terms of Daniel, though, you know, his running ability is a big part of what you have done in the past. So do you maybe look to shift some of that away from him while he's recovering or until you have a better feel for how well he's going to respond in those situations?
Yeah, we'll just have open lines of communication with Daniel and all the players. You know, you want to be able to gauge all of them, but we'll see where they're at, see where his comfortability is on those. And we'll put together a game plan or an offense, you know, that we feel really good about.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Kim Jones.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Kim.
What is it like to know that you won't have Saquon Barkley?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, Saquon's a hell of a player, hell of a person. You know, I was very lucky to be around him here for the couple years, and I wish him nothing but the best. I think, you know, where we're at right now, we're in day one, so we have a lot of new players that have come in. We're trying to get introductions, trying to, you know, get them into our program and how we want to run our offense, and just kind of the start from, you know, build it from day one on and create trust and create some energy within the offense. And so these new guys are coming in, and some of the guys that we had last year as well, they're building on that. So we got a lot right now as an offense that we're working through. And, you know, Saquon was great for us, and he's a great player. And, again, I wish him nothing but the best. But right now we're moving on to what we have to get accomplished, and that's, you know, getting our guys together and working towards our goals.
And what's it like to be the one coordinator who is still with the Giants?
You know, I haven't really thought about that. I'm lucky. I'm happy to be here. I'm lucky to be here. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting after it this offseason.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
Dan Duggan.
Hey, Mike, I know Paul asked you about your expectations for play calling going forward, but we haven't talked to you since the end of the season. Just curious, what was your reaction at times when it got taken away from you last year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's been, you know, out there or anything. All I know is, like, last year is last year, and there was a lot of things we need to get better at, from coaches, players, everybody. We just got to improve. And so, you know, I'm not going to go too far into the past. I kind of put that in my rear view. We've learned from it. We've grown from it. and we're really excited about phase one, and today is the first day of the start.
And then different gears. You obviously were there in Kansas City and worked closely with Mahomes his rookie year. Just curious, like, what did you learn from that development process that, you know, if you're in that position with a rookie quarterback, that you would apply?
Yeah, you have to have a sense of urgency, but there's also, you know, a sense of urgency in learning and helping him teach and having him learn the offense and learn how to be a pro. But you also have to have some patience with that as well and understand that, you know, whoever that player is, it doesn't have to be just quarterback, but it's really any rookie. You know, you try and, you know, give them bite-sized pieces that they can really – they can hold and take with them, and now that you can continue to build on those lessons. And, you know, there's going to be some opportunities for growth. And you know, you take that, you build on it, and you just keep on stacking it each and every day. And that's how you really get to where your end goal.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Art.
When you I know last year was last year, but when you look at the offense as a whole and how, you know, what you guys went through, when you look at this year, what are some of your key points that you look at and you say, you know what, these are things we really have to change in order to be better than what we were last year?
Yeah, and it's really an ongoing process. I think, you know, you look at we have to limit it. We have to be able to protect the quarterback better. We have to be able to create more explosive plays, run the football better. You know, there's some fundamental techniques, things that we need to get cleaned up. So, I mean, there's a lot, and those are just to name a few off the top of my head. But I really believe we're in a good spot. You know, as a staff, we're in a good spot mentally. And then, you know, talking with the guys just today, we've been in meetings here for about an hour and a half, and, you know, seeing their energy and their attentiveness to go and learn the system. And it's going to be an exciting offseason.
I know you said you know, you're happy to be here and you're anxious to get going. There's a lot of speculation, I know, and I know you don't want to look backwards, but how would you describe your relationship with Dave's right now and where you guys are at working together?
Yeah, no, I love working with Dave's. I love working for Dave's. It's been a collaborative process. Have we got all the results that we wanted each and every day? Sure, we want to go and win every single game, but sometimes that doesn't happen. And so, you know, we go through the ups and downs of a season, and, you know, we're all competitive. We all want to win, and that's what I love about them.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Charlotte Carroll.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hello. How are you doing, Charlotte?
Good. You mentioned protection. Mm. You guys made a lot of additions to the O-line this offseason. What do you make of those and kind of your early plans, I guess, for how that's going to shake up?
Yeah, so Carm, our new offensive line coach, and, you know, we have a, you know, a great room and a great influx of some new players and some veteran players. And so we're gonna take the veteran guys we have, the young guys we have, continue to develop them, and just continue to build in that room. You know, I'm excited for that room. There's Carm comes from the, you know, a similar system, so there's some terminology that carries over. So we're able to kind of get through that process a little bit quicker than if it was a, you know, a coach that didn't have, you know, as much of a background as he has. So again, we're excited. Carm's gonna do a hell of a job, and they're ready to roll in there. I spent all morning in that O-line room.
What did you see in there? You were just in there today.
I mean, just energy. You just felt it. Guys asking great questions, creating that dialogue that we're looking for, and coming together as a group. You know, five guys playing as one.
We'll take two more. Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Mike, thanks for doing this.
Oh, thank you.
After you interviewed with Seattle to be their head coach, they also requested an interview with you to be their offensive coordinator. Why do you think the Seahawks thought you were interested in a lateral move, and were you interested in making a lateral move to somebody else's OC?
Man, I must have did a good job, but no, I mean, it was a great opportunity there. I love the people there, Jody, John. It was a great experience, but that's what it was. It was a great experience, and I can carry that over into the future.
But were you interested in lateral moves or only in the Giants OC?
No, I'm here, and I'm excited to be here with the Giants.
And then what do you make of this year's top, whatever it would be, first round, we'll call it. What do you make of this year's first round quarterback class?
Yeah, they're all a little bit different, but I like the class. Smart guys. We've been able to kind of meet them throughout the combine process, throughout this pre-draft process. Really sharp guys with a lot of ability. So I'm really excited about this group. It's going to be cool.
You've been a player. Is that an awkward situation, Mike, with Daniel? Do you have to address with him as somebody who spends a lot of time with him? Like, hey, we're looking at quarterbacks, or do you just ignore the elephant in the room?
Yeah, I mean, we look at every position, every season, every year, every draft. Probably you look at every group every year. You're looking at quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends, O linemen. Where can you find a way to make your team better, your offense better? And I know in my role, you know, I'm evaluating these guys, and I'm giving all my information that I can to Joe and his staff and Dave's, so that they can make the best decision for the team. And so, I think, and I'm not going to speak for Daniel, but I think anytime you go into player acquisition, you try to find the best player or best person for the job.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Last one, Jordan Renan.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Jordan.
I'm curious, what do you look for and what's important for you when you do go through that quarterback process? Like, I know a lot of people, they need to see them throw the, you know, some coaches say, like, I need to hear them throw, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
So what's, when you go through that, what's important to you?
There's a lot of things that are important to me in a quarterback, you know, leadership, just that ability to kind of control a room, control a huddle, that kind of it factor. You look for that and you try to put those guys, and the more you talk to them, the more you get comfortable with them. A lot of times it's, you know, the first time you meet somebody, it's like he's maybe one of the other parties may not be as comfortable. So you try to have these exposures with guys so that you can really kind of understand how they tick. You want to understand kind of what fires them up and what things maybe give them issues, so you have a plan as a coach to build a guy up, and how you can kind of prevent maybe some weak spots. You know, if they have a weakness and I have a strength, I can cover up his weakness with my strength, and vice versa. And so, you know, you try to find that it factor with a guy that you want to be around. You know, that's going to make the other guys better around him. And whether it's the quarterback room or another position, some guys just have that. And I know we have that already in our quarterback room, with Daniel, with Drew, with Tommy. Those are guys that command and do a hell of a job in the huddle and command kind of the leadership of a team. And so, you know, those are guys you want to be around.
And I know you said you didn't really want to rehash last year, everything that kind of happened back and forth. But offensively, it was a tough year for you guys, especially the first half. What did you learn about yourself as a coach during that time?
Yeah, resiliency. You know, it's never easy. You want to continue, and the players feel that too. You know, the players, they're all in it. They're the ones, you know, between the lines working it out. And so as a coach, we're all in this thing together. So you want to continue to communicate. You want to continue to try and solve problems whenever they come up. And so it's, you know, what I'm most proud of, though, from that whole thing was how the players responded. You know, that last half of the season when we had, you know, we had a bunch of injuries really throughout, a couple of different quarterbacks, different players jumping in different roles. And I was really proud to see those guys step up and really and kind of dig down deep and pull out some wins for us. And that was really cool to see and cool to be a part of, although it wasn't the results we wanted. You know, it's something that we can learn from and grow from and have a better year this year.